Hello, amazing parents and caretakers, and welcome to the Pumped Up Parenting Podcast. I'm your family empowerment coach, Celia Kibler. I'm a mom of a blended family of five kids. I'm a grandma of nine kids, an author, a teacher, a speaker, and a consultant with over 40 years of training and real-life parenting experience. I'm here to offer you practical, doable tips, strategies, and techniques that will pump up your parenting skills and create peace, love, and laughter throughout your family. In addition, I'll be interviewing some great humans that are on a mission to make your life a better, happier, and healthier life. So let's not waste any time and get started with the next episode of the Pumped Up Parenting Podcast. Thanks for listening. Let's talk about connecting with your child. Why is this important? Number one, it builds trust and respect. And I don't care what relationship you're in, whether it's you and your partner, you and your child, you and a coworker, you and your boss, you and a relative. I don't care who the relationship is between, but if trust and respect are not a part of that relationship will fail every time. They are the two biggest key ingredients in a relationship. And to make a parent-child relationship work, you have to have trust and respect. Part of the reason I am so determined to help 10 million parents stop yelling at their kids is because yelling at your child destroys trust and respect. Many people think, well, that's how they respect me. No. Who do you respect that yells at you all the time? Do you respect that person? Or do you get frustrated and irritated and afraid of that person? Your child is afraid of you. They don't respect you. They don't trust you. Why? You don't respect them and you don't trust them. Respect is always a two-way street. Always. You do not scream and yell and hit somebody and bully someone to get respect, like so many gangs out there believe. I'm gaining respect. No, you're not. If anything, you're gaining disrespect and a lot of it. Being a bully, being an aggressive parent, being the person that's always screaming and yelling and not giving your kids a break is plain disrespectful. And I know you're thinking, well, how else do I communicate what I need with my child? How else you communicate with the needs with your child, did I say that right? I don't know, is by being respectful and treating them with respect. They're humans too, albeit little ones. But all you're doing is teaching them how to behave like you. How to not have control of their emotions. How not to have emotional intelligence. Emotional intelligence takes you a long way in this world. A long, long way. And if you don't have it, you're suffering. Welcome to life when things don't go your way. And if you don't help your children learn that things that don't go their way is not a big deal, they will always struggle with it. So let's get into why you need to connect with your child and the ways you can go about doing it. Okay, first of all, I want you to tune into your child. What does that mean, tune in? It means watch, observe, see what they're doing, see what they're interested in. What are their hobbies? Do they like to draw? Do they like a specific sport? Do they like a specific TV show? What do they do when they're just sitting there on their own, not on a tablet or some kind of other electronic device? What's keeping them interested? That's tuning into your child. You finding common ground with them, not you demanding that they be interested with what you're interested in. We're all different. We all have different brains. Yes, we get a lot of stuff that's hereditary. But our brains will take us where our brains will take us. Your influence absolutely will become part of your child. If you're interested in Renaissance, your children will probably become interested in it. If you like fishing, your child will like fishing because you take them fishing. But it's not guaranteed they're going to like fishing. If you like basketball, they might like football. There are no guarantees because your child is a separate human with their own brain, working in their own ways with things that interest them, not just you. So find common ground, find their interests, connect through that. If your child likes football, sit down and watch a football game. Talk about the players, talk about the commercials. If they laugh at the commercial, talk to them about what made them think it was so funny. Meet them on common ground. Don't always talk about things you're having a challenge with. Okay. Also, number two, I want you to find a good place to talk. Often we have things to talk about with our child and we just start talking about them and they're in the middle of something and you're like, you're not paying attention. Well, did you consider what they were doing before you sat down and started talking to them? Maybe they're reading a book. Maybe they're playing a video game. Whatever they're doing, just like you want your child to be respectful to you and be observant of what you're involved in, be observant of what they're involved in. Don't just start talking if they're involved with playing with cars and expect them to just stop playing with cars and listen to you. You need to make a connection. You need to find a good place and a good time to talk. Sometimes you can just sit down and play with your child. They're playing with cars, join in. Often I will sit down with my grandson and he'll be zooming cars and I'll be zooming cars and we're racing cars. And there's not a lot of conversation except how much fun we're having and laughing and connecting to each other. Because we are just simply playing together. I did a birthday party yesterday for a group of 3 to 6 year olds. And the parents were so amazed at how well I connected with the kids because I respect them. I show an interest in them. We played games that kept them involved. Nobody was sitting out waiting their turn. We had fun. It wasn't competitive. It was just everybody joining in the fun. Sit down and play with your kids. This thing, this phone of yours, turn it off or put it down. Do not have your child talking to you while you're scrolling through Facebook or you're looking at your phone. That sends a message that, you know what, honey, I'm listening to what you have to say, but honestly, you're not nearly as important as this phone is. Is that what you want your children to think? Because guess what? One day they're going to get a phone or a tablet and you're not going to be as important as that. Why? You've modeled that their whole life. Your child is much more important than any phone call. Put your phone away. Put it in a basket. Have zone-free times where there are no screens, like family meals. Eat meals together. Do you have to eat every meal together? No. I know you're busy. I get it. But eat meals together so that you can form conversation around the table. You can ask and tell about your day. You can ask what people are grateful for. You can have everyone share something funny that happened or even a mistake or failure that happened. So we can all talk about it and notice that we all make mistakes and failures. Not such a big deal. Plan as many meals together as you can. Hey parents, it's Celia. Just want to take a break from this podcast for a moment. You know, I get it. Life gets hard. Things get chaotic. kids can get out of hand and you start yelling. And I know you feel bad about it. What if I told you that in 21 days, yes, 21 days, you could stop yelling? How? Because I have a new program out, 21 days to stop yelling at your kids, and you will get an email every day for 21 days with instructions of a system that you can put into place so you become a proactive parent and stop being a reactive parent. Are you ready for that? Can you imagine life in just 21 days? What if you don't do it? What will life be in 21 days? A lot of the same or even worse. So go to quityelling.com, quityelling.com, and get it at an introductory price, super low, super affordable, so that you can finally stop yelling at your kids and realize how cooperative your kids can be and how much listening and smiles can go on day after day. Go to quityelling.com. And now back to our podcast. Sometimes you guys want to chill and there's a favorite show that you all love on TV and you sit and you watch a show. Another great time to connect. Laugh about the show. Laugh about the characters. Talk about the characters. Maybe they're struggling. Maybe they're going through something. Maybe there's an episode about bullying. You could be like, do you know anybody that gets bullied like that? Or what do you think about that? Take it out of their plate and put it so that they are being respected for their opinion. You're valuing what they have to say. This is what makes connection, my friends. This is what makes connection. Always remember that the best communicators are not the best talkers. They're the best listeners. That's something many kids don't have these days. Be the best listener. Be the best you can be. And your child will always communicate with you because they will feel valued. They will not feel invisible. They will feel like you actually want to hear what they have to say. Makes a huge difference. The true long-lasting value is connection, is giving your child the knowledge that they do have a voice and they are being heard and they are being valued and we want their opinion. That's why teenagers separate from their parents, because they know, you know what? Nobody cares what I have to say. Nobody even asks me. All they do is order me around. I might as well be invisible. That's why teenagers go find somewhere to belong, because they feel like they're misfits in their house, in their own home, whereas where they should always feel like they belong. And when you ask questions to your children, ask specific questions, not general ones. How was your day? You say, how was your day? Your kids are going to say, fine. You say it to your husband or your wife. How was your day? It was great. The end, period. Instead, how about you say to your kids, who did you play with? Who did you share lunch with? Did you guys do arts and crafts at camp? What did you make? Did you all have to help clean up anything? Did you clean up? What did you clean up? Did you play a game? In school, what did you guys go over in English? What do you study in science? Did you do any lab work today? Who did you sit next to in the cafeteria? Did you play with someone in recess? What game did you play? Be specific. Did you have a good laugh with one of your friends today? What was so funny? Be specific. Specific questions, get specific answers. And as always, guys, I remind you to notice the good your child does. And not just notice, let them know you notice. When we have our busy days and the kids get out of hand or they start yelling or one's running around, boom, We're like, can you stop running around? All of a sudden, they got your attention. Attention's attention to a child, good or bad. Doesn't matter. Whatever they get your attention. It works. So start giving attention to the good they're doing. Hey, honey, thanks for cleaning up your room after school. I appreciate it. Thanks for helping me with the dishes. Thanks for reading to your brother. He really liked that. That was so nice of you. Thanks for playing catch with your brother. Thanks for playing, you know, cards with your sister. She loved being involved. Whatever it is, recognize the good they're doing and let them know you see it. The more attention you put to something, the more you will see that happen. If you're putting attention to the negative, guess what you'll see more of? Negative. If you're putting attention to the positive, you're right. You see more positive. Start connecting with your child. Start doing all these things. Find common ground. Find a good place to talk. Sit down, play together, turn off your phones, have electronic free zones, eat together, watch a show together, become a great listener. Family meetings, have them every week. Ask specific questions and start noticing all the good your child does. They do a lot more good than not so good. And if you only notice the not so good, your child will grow up thinking they're a bad kid. And they will live up to that expectation. And I know you don't want that. Okay, guys, I'm grateful for you being here. I know that 20 minutes of your time is super valuable. I thank you for listening. And I wish you days filled with peace, love, tons of laughter. All this connection creates a whole lot more laughter and a lot more fun. Thank you for listening to the Pumped Up Parenting Podcast. If you're really ready to start creating cooperation in your home, more listening, more joy, less stress, less yelling, less negotiating, and a whole lot less aggravation, then reach out to me and let's put a parenting system in place that works for you and your kids. Private and group coaching is available, and in 6 months or less, you will start seeing a much happier home that your children will blossom from instead of have to recover from. Don't forget, get the manual that I wrote for your parenting journey, Raising Happy Toddlers, How to Build Great Parenting Skills, and Stop Yelling at Your Kids, along with my 3 children's books, All About Me, I Am Grateful, and Being Different is Fun. Find it all at pumpedupparenting.com.